Here at Bethel, if we could be marked by one thing, it would be the core belief that God truly is better than everything, that a relationship with Jesus Christ is better than anything else that we could have. And that's a core belief. Our pursuit here is to follow Jesus and to help others follow Jesus. And Matthew 13:44, this verse that the kids read for us. Thanks, kids, for reading this verse for us and memorizing this verse. And that's what All or Nothing Academy, this VBS, has really been about, that Jesus is worth giving our all for. And so I'm going to read Matthew 13:44, and we're just going to take a few minutes. Kids, you have, this lesson's really for you guys and for everybody, but you guys have been so patiently a part of each lesson that we've done. Who have we been learning about this week? Could somebody say it? Go ahead, Isaac. Moses, right? We've been talking about how Moses, he gave up the royalty of being a prince in Egypt to lead God's children, to lead the children of Israel out of there, and how Moses helped by God's grace to save them, and how Jesus is our salvation, and how it's better to have a relationship with Jesus Christ than anything that the world could offer, including being a prince. And so Matthew 13:44 captures this. It says, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. Then in his joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field." Could you imagine going for a walk one day? You're going for a hike, and we were talking recently, Asher went to Maine, and we were talking about the beauty of walking through Maine and seeing everything. Could you imagine going for a hike one day, and you're walking through the field, and you see a treasure? Maybe it was a treasure chest, maybe it was a bunch of gold, I'm not sure. And so they see, this man sees this treasure, and it's kind of hidden in this field, and whoever had put it there had long forgotten it. And this treasure was worth so much. Like, more treasure than he had ever seen in his life. This is something where, like, a pirate would hide, and you'd see under the X on the map, and he saw this beautiful treasure, and so he stumbles upon it. Could you imagine doing that? You open up this treasure box, what is this? You open it up, and there's rubies and diamonds and gold. You think, oh my goodness. Well, that's what this man did. And the person telling this story of the man who found the treasure is Jesus Christ himself. Jesus, while he was on this earth, he was telling this story of the man who found a treasure. He loved to tell stories. All throughout his earthly ministry, we see the stories of Jesus, the parables of Jesus. And this story was in particular about what it means to follow Jesus and the beauty of the kingdom of heaven. Jesus is saying, right, we've been learning about Moses and lessons from him about what it means to follow Jesus. And Jesus is saying, if you want to follow me, be like this man who found a treasure. So first, the man finds this treasure. And all of our efforts at Bethel is to explain what this treasure is, that this treasure is a relationship with Jesus Christ. It's the beauty of the kingdom of heaven and all that heaven has to offer. Because there's nothing more glorious than eternity, a relationship with Christ. The problem is, we don't deserve to have a relationship with Jesus. Jesus is the Son of God, and we don't deserve a relationship with him. And so we have broken God's law, right? Kids, we talked about the Ten Commandments yesterday and how there's these commandments that God's given us, and unfortunately we've broken them, so we don't deserve a relationship with Jesus. We've broken God's law, we've disobeyed, and we need help. Well, this man who finds the treasure, he finds that it's better than anything, and it says that in his joy, he sells all to obtain the treasure. Like us, when we've broken God's law, we're in need of help, we're in need of something. The Bible calls us to give up everything to follow Jesus. You know what one of my favorite things about this story is? It doesn't say in his obligation, right? It doesn't say in his duty he begrudgingly does this. It doesn't say he was forced to, or he was made to, or he felt enough shame that was heaped on him, so he had to. But it says that in his joy, he sold everything to follow Jesus. See, the man in this story saw, he understood that having this treasure was better than everything else. So Jesus tells us that the treasures, the beauty, the glory of the kingdom of heaven is better than everything else that we have. Why would a person be so happy to sell everything? Right? If you were to sell everything in your life, wouldn't there be maybe some sadness? You're giving up something that you love? Why do you think this person was so happy to sell everything? What do you think? So he could get the treasure. He was convinced of what we just sang about, that the kingdom of heaven, the treasure of knowing Christ, would be better than anything this world has to offer. See, it's a difficult thing to exist in the world today, even as a kid. Perhaps some of you grew up in a little bit different time period, but all around us, there are beautiful things and amazing things that we can get convinced is the reason for living, that possessions are the reason for living. The more things that we can obtain, or having the better job is the reason for living. Perhaps having relationships, even with each other, is the reason for living. But the problem is with all of those things is they fail us at different points. Sometimes we have friends and we put all of our love, joy, energy into them, and sometimes they let us down. They fail us. They reject us. Sometimes we put all of our things into possessions, but possessions break down. They fade away. They fail. We can't take them where we're going. That all of the things that we perhaps put our lives and our time into, we put it into our job. Well, sometimes, someday we retire, or we lose our job, or we lose what we have. All of those things can be lost. But the reality is that a relationship with Jesus is something that no one can ever take from you. And so this person believed that this treasure, this analogy is that this treasure is a relationship with Jesus, and that this treasure is better than everything and anything the world could offer. Following Jesus and being his child is better because you can never lose him. You can never be forgotten by Christ. You would never be alone as long as Jesus is with you. You'll always have him there for you. He's the maker and creator of the world, and so he holds all things together. And as a result, you're a friend of the God of the universe. All of these things make following Jesus better than anything else that this world could offer. So this man in the story, he happily sells everything that he has to get this treasure. I love the final thing here that it says about the man. And we're not going to be real long here for you today. We got a meal out there that we're going to be a part of. We got a final score we're going to hear in a few minutes. And we even have, I think the winning team gets to decorate the losing team like an ice cream sundae. So we have all of these things coming in a moment. But here's what I want you to catch. It says in Matthew 13:44 that this person sells everything that he has and buys the field. This person in this story commits to purchasing what can never be taken from him. As a person in this room today, can I tell you that there is nothing that's of greater value than committing your life to knowing the one true God? There's nothing of greater value than committing your life to following Jesus. There's nothing of greater value than having a relationship with him and committing to that relationship with him. What a cool thing that this man would sell everything and commit to obtaining the field. You know, for us, that looks like salvation. We talk a lot about following Jesus here, but the reality is that you really don't have to do works to earn your salvation. If you were to ask most people, how would you get saved, or how would you know that you'd spend eternity in heaven? Most people would say that there'd be something good that you have to do. You have to do all of these works, maybe give your money to the poor, or you'd have to commit your life to a certain discipline, or you'd have to maybe be a monk and live a life of seclusion, or whatever the case may be, but that's not the reality of what it means to follow Jesus. The reality is the heart of the gospel is the scriptures say that we've broken God's law, and so we've lost a relationship with him because of it. Adam and Eve, the first two people, had a perfect relationship with God, but they broke his law and they lost their relationship with him. And since then, that's why we see sin all around us. We see a broken and cursed world. We see people die before they should. We see the sadness and grief, and we know something's wrong within us. Right? And often we partake in the breaking of God's law. We partake in lying and stealing and worshiping other things above him. We partake in breaking God's commandments. And as a result, we stand condemned before a perfect and holy God who says, you can't have a relationship with me if you've broken my law. So we stand condemned. But long after Moses, there came a guy, Jesus, who is the perfect Son of God. And Jesus, God's Son, came and became a human for us, and he died the death on the cross that we deserve. He absorbed God's wrath on his own head. He took our punishment and stood in our place so that we could be saved. Jesus dying on the cross made a way for us to be redeemed, for us to have eternal life, for us to be with him forever. Jesus is the treasure hidden in a field. So in order to trust in the beauty of the gospel, you have to go to Christ and say, Lord, I've sinned, I've broken your commandment, will you forgive me? The Bible says that God will do just that, that he will forgive you and you can have eternal, perfect life. That you can have a relationship with him that long after you die, you'll be in God's presence dwelling with him forever. That's the beauty of the gospel. And for those who believe and see the beauty of the gospel, you'll see that you want to give everything to following it, that you'll want everybody to know the gospel, that you want every kid and parent and child and person in the world to know the beauty of what it means to follow Christ. That's what our VBS has been about this week. And what better way to end our VBS than with, let's just pray to God and share with him our desire. If you've not ever trusted Christ as your Savior and you'd like to talk more about it, there are people here who would love to have that conversation with you. We would love to make it more clear from God's word what it means to know Christ Jesus, what it means to have the most important relationship that you could ever have. Let's take a moment and pray together. Father, help us, God. We can be often distracted by so many other things that we can miss the beauty of who you are. Lord, I'm so thankful that you are better than everything else this world has to offer. God, I'm so thankful that you are worth more than material treasures, Lord, that you're worth more than relationships with others or anything else, God, that you are the most beautiful, the most holy, the one true God. Lord, I pray that you would open up blind eyes, Lord, that we would see that each day afresh. Lord, I pray that you would help if anybody in here does not know that they're, or does not know where they'll be forever, or does not have a relationship with you, God, that they would reach out to discuss that, Lord, or they'd go to you, and that they'd just pray that you would save them, God. I pray you'd help us, Lord, as we continue to meet together, that you would be honored and glorified in everything that we say and do. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. Well, I hope that you will keep considering the beauty of what it means to know Christ, and that'll be the topic of conversation today.